Our scripture today picks up from the story that we heard from Jack, continuing with Samuel chapter 1 Samuel 14, verses 11 through 15. So both of them, Jonathan and his armor bearer, showed themselves to the garrison of the Philistines. And the Philistines said, "Look, Hebrews are coming out of the holes where they have hidden themselves." The men of the garrison hailed Jonathan and his armor bearer, saying, "Come up to us and we'll show you something." Jonathan said to his armor bearer, "Come up after me, for the Lord has given them into the hand of Israel." Then Jonathan climbed up on his hands and feet with his armor bearer following after him. The Philistines fell before Jonathan and his armor bearer coming after him, killed them. In that first slaughter, Jonathan and his armor bearer killed about 20 men within an area of about half a furrow long in an acre of land. There was a panic in the camp, in the field, and among all the people. The garrison and even the raiders trembled. The earth quaked, and it became a very great panic. God, we are stepping into a new year with new challenges and possibilities, but you are the same great God guiding us. So thank you, God. At the start of a new year, I like to go through the Bible and find verses pertaining to the year. You know, chapter 20, verse 22 in the Bible. And this year, I wanted to find a word that could serve as our church's focus for 2022. The first part was easy. I looked up every reference for chapter 20, verse 22 throughout the Bible. These are a few that I found. Exodus 20, 22 says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Thus shall you say to the Israelites, you have seen for yourselves that I spoke with you from heaven.'" Leviticus 20, 22 says, "You shall keep all my statutes and all my ordinances and observe them, so that the land to which I bring you to settle in may not vomit you out." Now, in a few minutes, I will share with you our word for 2022, but vomit is not it. Judges 20, 22 says, "The Israelites took courage and again formed the battle line in the same place where they had formed it on the first day." 2 Samuel 20, 22 is kind of gruesome. It's a story of how some ordinary people squashed the rebellion. "Then the woman went to all the people with her wise plan, and they cut off the head of Sheba, son of Bichri, and threw it out to Joab. So he blew the trumpet, and they dispersed from the city, and all went to their homes, while Joab returned to Jerusalem to the king." This gory story will not be our focus for 2022. 1 Kings 20, 22 says, "Then the prophet approached the king of Israel and said to him, 'Come, strengthen yourself and consider well what you have to do. For in the spring, the king of Aram will come up against you.'" Strength. Those are good words, but they're not the word for 2022. Proverbs 20, 22 says, "Do not say, 'I will repay evil.' Wait for the Lord, and the Lord will help you." Luke 20, 22 asks an age-old question. "Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" Sometimes we wish someone would tell us we don't have to pay taxes. John 20, 22 tells about one of Jesus' final appearances to the disciples after his resurrection. It's when he bestowed the Holy Spirit on them. "When he had said this, 'Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, so I send you,' he breathed on them and said to them, 'Receive the Holy Spirit.'" And in that same vein, in Acts 20, 22, Paul says, "And now, as a captive to the Spirit, I am on my way to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there." The Holy Spirit was an important part of my search for our word for 2022. You know, I take the Holy Spirit very seriously. I would never just grab any old word out of the air and say, "Yeah, that's it." I want the word to be one given to me by the Holy Spirit for us. So how does one go about doing that, getting a sign or a word direct from the Holy Spirit? I open myself up to the Spirit's leading by listening and discerning, taking a walk and clearing my mind and waiting. And the word the Spirit gave me for us for 2022 is dare. Dare? Yeah. Take a chance. Take a shot. Go for it. We just got through a whole season of looking at and celebrating people who took a dare. Mary, for instance. God's angel Gabriel came to her and essentially said, "I dare you to carry and give birth to God's son." And Mary didn't hesitate. She said yes. She knew it was a dangerous dare. She knew the consequences could be deadly. If she had been convicted of adultery, she would have been stoned to death. But for Mary, the repercussions were nothing compared to the honor and the joy she would receive for being the mother of the Messiah. Mary dared, and aren't we glad she did? So who else dared and did in the Bible? Throughout the year, we'll look at different stories of people who dared, and we'll see how they fared. I hope these stories inspire us. We may sometimes get complacent or even reticent when faced with a challenge, even if we know what the results will be, that the results will be spectacular and we will receive a blessing. But hopefully, when we see the biblical examples, we can be empowered and encouraged to take on any challenge. Doesn't always have to be a humongous challenge. I'm not saying everybody has to do something earth-shattering and doubt-scattering, but I am saying that maybe 2022 should be the year you try something new and something different. I am saying everybody can do something. You can start out simply right here at church. We are always asking people to serve as greeters, liturgists, elders, and deacons, people to help us with the community dinners and other events, people to serve on committees. Make 2022 the year you set aside your unease and say yes when we say please. Where else better to start than here, in a place of acceptance and support? Spend some time in prayer to ask God to help you discern where God would like you to serve. Don't be daunted, do it. It's not what you can do, but what God can do through you. Take courage from today's scripture, the story of Jonathan and his armor bearer. Jonathan is an unsung Bible hero. He's loyal and brave. He was David's best friend, and he often stood up to his father, King Saul, who didn't always make the best choices for the kingdom. In this instance, Jonathan was getting restless, wanting to fight the Philistines, Israel's ancient enemy. He decided to do a daring deed to single-handedly approach the Philistine garrison and challenge them. It may have seemed rash, it may have seemed risky, but Jonathan made sure to do one thing we should all do when we are embarking on a new enterprise. He gave the venture to God. He said, "It may be that the Lord will act for us, for nothing can hinder the Lord from saving by many or by few." Which brings to my mind something I often hear here, that there are too few of us to do all the things we want to do. Well, how many helpers did Jesus have? Just 12, and they did many marvelous things together. Jonathan didn't spend time lamenting that he only had his armor bearer to help him. Sure, they were outnumbered, but they were not afraid to dare. Jonathan counted on God to use even just the two of them to stir things up and mow the Philistines down. We have enough people where if everyone dared to take one Sunday of the year, just one Sunday, to be a liturgist, we'd be all set for the whole year. I know, not everyone is comfortable speaking in public. I know sometimes people don't want to call attention to themselves, but here's the thing. Up here as a liturgist, you're not calling attention to yourself. You are helping everyone focus on God. It's not about you. It's about you pointing your fellow worshipers to God. Well, Jonathan was careful to discern. He didn't directly ask for a sign from God, but he asked God to show him they would be successful based on the response of the Philistines when he and his armor bearer showed themselves to them. If the Philistines said, "Come on up," they would go up. But if the Philistines said, "Wait and we'll come to you," they would stay where they were. Jonathan was not going to be reckless. He was going to pay attention to what the Philistines said and acknowledge that this was God's way of telling them what to do. It can be difficult sometimes waiting on the word of the Lord. It can be difficult sometimes to stay back when your every fiber is screaming, "Go ahead," and vice versa. It's important for us to learn to listen and to obey, to be as confident and willing as Jonathan, but also compliant and rational. The Philistines thought it was a big joke that only two of the army of Israel were willing to come out to challenge them. "Come on up and we'll show you something. We'll teach you a lesson," they said to the daring duo. What a challenge. What a dare. So they did, much to the Philistines' surprise. The pair clambered up the hillside. They didn't let the rocks stop them. They weren't afraid. They were fortified by faith. And together, they took on the forces of the Philistines. Their foray caused a great panic and such confusion that the Philistines even started killing one another. The daring of Jonathan and his unnamed armor bearer made a big difference in the ongoing battle with the Philistines. I like that armor bearer. His loyalty was equal to Jonathan's. When Jonathan made his proposal, he didn't squirm or hesitate. He didn't say, boss, I don't think that's such a good idea. He didn't say, you go ahead and I'll just stay here and watch. He said, I'm with you all the way. He knew he could trust Jonathan. In a sense, Jonathan was a Christ figure in this story. Christ led the way for us. He didn't send us on ahead unarmed and unprepared. He took the lead and cleared the path for us. He invited us to come along with him to fight the good fight and claim and share a rousing victory. Jesus invites us to be his armor bearers, supporting him and following him, saying, as Jonathan's armor bearer said, I am with you. As your mind is, so is mine. I'm with you all the way. Christ reciprocates those sentiments. Even in the most daring and daunting of situations, Christ assures us, I am with you. I am with you all the way. With Christ before us, encouraging and empowering us, what have we to fear? We can take on any dare, just as Jesus did. God had turned to him and said, I dare you to go to earth in human form. I dare you to walk among my children and teach and touch them. I dare you to speak words of love, truth, justice, and acceptance. But, there's always a but if you take this dare, you're going to end up beaten and bloodied and tried and crucified. So what are you going to do? Jesus took the dare, and Jesus died for us. He took the dare because he knew in the end was eternity. He dared and he did, and we're glad and blessed because of it. We can do and dare no less for him. Let us pray. God, this is the year we're going to dare. Dare to do great things for you. Dare to take you at your word. Dare to say we will go where you send us. We know we can dare because you have sent Jesus to be with us. We have the spirit that was upon him. We have the strength that he had and that he gladly sends to us. We know nothing can hinder you from making your will be done and your way be known, whether it's by the actions of many or of a few. May we be as bold, as loyal, as faithful, and as willing as Jonathan and his armor bearer, and as Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Some blind man tapping along, losing his way as he passed through the throng. Tears filled my eyes. I said, friend, can't you see? With a smile on his face, he said this to me. I see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we'll all have up there. We'll sing and praise Jesus, his glory to share. And you'll not see one blind man in Hallelujah Square. Now I saw a cripple dragging his feet. He couldn't walk like we do down the street. I said, my friend, I feel sorry for you. But he said, up in heaven, I'm gonna walk just like you. I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we'll all have up there. We'll sing and praise Jesus, ready to share. I will not see one people in Hallelujah Square. Now I saw an old man gasping for breath. Soon he'd be gone as his eyes closed in death. He looked at me, said, boy, don't look so blue. I'm going up to heaven. How about you? I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we'll all have up there. We'll sing and praise Jesus, His glory to share. And we'll all live together in Hallelujah Square. We'll all live together in Hallelujah Square.